Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As countries struggle to deal with the health and economic consequences of the coronavirus pandemic, cybersecurity experts are warning it could take a toll on computer systems. Think about it. Companies that usually handle sensitive information in their offices are telling employees to work from home. And as Callum Borges from member station WBUR reports, that can make them more vulnerable to hackers, especially if they're browsing websites they wouldn't visit if they were in the office.
You probably know digital acronyms like LOL and OMG, and maybe even NSFW. That's not safe for work, and it's a warning for, well, let's just say it, porn. Porn is one of hackers' favorite tools, and it may be more effective if a company's employees decide what's not safe for work is safe for working from home during the coronavirus outbreak.
I mean, adult sites have always been like in the top three categories of websites hosting malicious content.
This is Tyler Moffitt. He's the senior threat researcher at the cybersecurity firm Webroot.
So yeah, I would say that that is a reasonable assumption that we're going to see an increase due to porn at home. You know, these cyber criminals, they're seizing on this opportunity during a difficult time of quarantine and pandemic outbreak.
The website Pornhub says traffic is indeed spiking during the outbreak. But virtual voyeurs are not the only ones at risk of being hacked. The simple act of working at home can put a target on your back, says Tom Kellerman. He's the head of cybersecurity strategy at the software company VMware.
There has been a dramatic increase of cybercrime and cyber attacks over the past 2 weeks targeting Americans. As the greater hacker community of the world appreciates that Americans are now working outside of their corporate firewalls.
Kellerman notes corporate firewalls can extend to workers' homes through VPNs. Those are virtual private networks that some companies have designed to make remote work more secure. Still, hackers can prey on fear and desperation, says Peter Bauer. He's the CEO of Mimecast.
We're seeing things like scams going out via email that are posing as Costco, luring people in to be able to stock up on emergency things.
Hackers don't really want to sell you toilet paper and Purell, obviously. Watch out, too, for emails purporting to be from the federal government, offering coronavirus relief checks if only you'll share your bank info. Bauer points out that some hackers may be more active now because they're feeling desperate, too. He says many have day jobs, or at least did before the outbreak.
And I dare say there are an awful lot of attackers whose own daily lives have been interrupted, and they're spending a lot more time sitting behind computers, trying to figure out how to make their money that way.
Bauer predicts aggressive hacking efforts will continue for at least a few more weeks. There's no perfect defense against these attacks, but workers can lower their risk by practicing something called
digital hygiene.
This is Andy Ellis, Chief Security Officer of Akamai Technologies.
At the same time that every time you walk into the bathroom, you should wash your hands for 20 seconds and scrub, and you take that good time, you need to do the same thing when you're working in the electronic world.
Ellis says good digital hygiene can include cleaning old documents out of your Dropbox or Google Drive so they're not just sitting there if your account is compromised. It can also include staying off porn sites. For NPR News, I'm Callum Borchers.